Owatonna High School graduate from just a few years ago, 2016. Alec Holcomb is with me here, and Alec has been, been around here this spring. I think you were out in Hawaii, and I know the baseball team for North Dakota State University, I think, might have been in Florida as well before all the craziness that we're going through did happen. Alec, first of all, thanks for the time. How you doing? How you holding in there?
Yeah, hey, Roy. Thanks for having me. I'm holding in there just all right. I think I'm just trying to take things one day at a time and not freak out like some other people, I guess, might be doing during this time.
The one day at a time. Yeah, that's about all we... That's a really great attitude to have right now. What was happening with the baseball season for NDSU? You guys did go on some travels, and of course, spring baseball at the college level starts way earlier than high school. So you guys had gotten in part of your season, right?
Yes, for sure. I've been all over the country so far. Right away, the second week of February, we went to Hawaii for a 4-game series. And then after that, we went to California. California, we went to Florida, and then we went to Northern Colorado was where we finished up and played our last series before the season got canceled, yeah.
Yeah, I think I was standing at one end of the hockey rink talking to your dad, Tony, when he mentioned that you had landed in Hawaii, and I don't know how cold it was outside in Owatonna at that moment, but I think you had better weather.
Yeah, no, I was extremely grateful when I saw at the end of last year when the schedule came out. And it was, I'd never been to Hawaii. I'd actually had never even been to Florida in my life. So those were two new places that I was able to go to during February in Fargo, North Dakota. It's the better spot to be in Hawaii and in Florida on there.
Well, I remember when we did a hockey game together, it was kind of a radio and maybe an Owatonna Live combo, if I recall, but I was asking you about, you know, baseball in Fargo, North Dakota. That hardly seems like a place to go play college baseball.
Yeah, no, I didn't, honestly, before I committed, it was, I wasn't exactly sure much about the city and the whole state of North Dakota, but I guess I would describe it as same as Minnesota from the winter standpoint. The winters just last about 2 to 3 weeks longer, and it's a little more windy. So I was used to the Minnesota winters, and we just, luckily I knew too, they had a really nice traveling schedule earlier in the year. I knew we'd get to go to some warm places. So from the baseball standpoint, it wasn't that bad. We just waited and played our home games till April and May.
Did you get to do a little sightseeing over in Hawaii? I mean, there's some cool things to see there.
Yeah, our coach and the administration were super good about getting us transportation buses to go. So the first day in Hawaii, we got to visit Pearl Harbor. We had like a 4-hour tour there. And then the last day, after our last game, we had an afternoon game, and we were able to go to a luau in Hawaii, so that was a lot of fun.
To some information that's not quite as fun, Alec, when and how did you guys find out about the seasons being canceled for college baseball?
Yeah, it was kind of crazy. I think, so the night before we found out, we ended up finding out in a meeting with our coach. I want to say it was a Tuesday or Wednesday during the week. But we had kind of found out the night before when we saw all these basketball tournaments were getting canceled. Mm-hmm. The Big Ten had suspended all of their spring sports for the whole year. So we were kind of looking around, seeing some other conferences do it, and we were just kind of like, no way this could actually happen to our season. But we did find out the next afternoon, and then I think that same day, just about everything got canceled. The March Madness tournament, like a bunch of all the other professional sports got suspended. So yeah, that was a crazy day.
Where were you guys? Were you off on one of the baseball trips or back at home base there?
We were home, luckily, because it was during the week. We were actually preparing to go down to Omaha for our first conference series, but we actually had to delay that. We were supposed to leave that night, and we found out our season was done that afternoon.
How was the season going for the Bison?
It was going pretty well. Like I said, with the winters, we always start off our season with at least 12 to 16 non-conference games. and we change those up a lot. So it's kind of hard to tell where you're at based on those games because it's unfamiliar opponents. You're not sure where they're at. You can look at records from years prior, but you never quite know. So it was going pretty well. We were playing some good teams. Hawaii had some absolute dudes that were good players, and we just come off winning 3 or 4 from Colorado, I believe, and we'd actually beat the Gophers in a midweek game at U.S. Bank. So we were kind of starting to catch fire act a little bit.
Wow, that's some cool stuff. Now you're a senior, Alec, and I know that the NCAA is granting another year of eligibility to spring athletes. Have you thought about, and what's your plan for the future?
Yeah, I have. So that's kind of what this last 2 weeks have been for me, just kind of figuring out what I needed to do with my future. So actually, I'm graduating from NDSU this spring with my undergrad degree in sports management, and then I'm actually right now in the transfer portal as a grad transfer, and I'm looking to probably play one more year of baseball and transfer to a school and start my master's program.
So you would play baseball at potentially a different school then where you go for a master's, is that what you're saying?
Correct, yeah. Okay. NDSU actually doesn't offer the master's program that I'm looking to get into, so I'm transferring schools to start that, play one more year of baseball, and start my master's program, yeah.
Okay. Now, are you in a position you can say where you're hoping to end up, or is that still kind of in the process of happening?
I actually just entered this morning, so I'm willing to go just about anywhere.
Okay.
Just a good baseball school with what I'm looking for schooling-wise, too. I'm not 100% sure yet.
Okay, well, certainly fair enough. And you say sports management, so what are you hoping to get into and looking for when it comes to looking for a master's program? What are you kind of aiming toward?
Yeah, two avenues I've kind of been looking towards is either a college-level coach, so I need to get a master's to be able to be a head coach at the college level, and then maybe like a facility or sports small business manager or possibly athletic director. So there's a few avenues that I can go down with the master's in sports management.
Now, when it comes to being a coach, you also did pretty well on a hockey rink and a football field. Is baseball the area you would want to coach, or is that kind of open for discussion too?
Honestly, I would be open to coaching any of the three sports. How it's been the last 4 years, I've just gotten a lot more knowledge baseball-wise, obviously being in the college setting for 4 years. But with that being said, I could see myself coaching possibly some football, but we'd have to see.
And your baseball career, Alec, after you left graduated from Owatonna High School, some time in Des Moines, and then with North Dakota State, how would you describe how the college experience has been for you?
Yeah, it's been pretty sweet, honestly. I know, looking back 4 years, seems like the time's flown by. I was really nervous coming in, wasn't sure what to expect. Junior college baseball, didn't know a whole lot about it. I was used to having a lot of success in high school, and then making that switch to the college level was just really eye-opening how many good athletes there are all over, and especially once you get to the college level. So, but DMAC was an awesome time, made great relationships, and had a great 2 years there. And then 2 years at NDSU have been a blast, too. Same thing, met a bunch of great dudes and had an awesome time.
Boy, and what about that experience last summer? Was Waterloo, is that where you were playing?
Yep, Waterloo Bucks. I played this last summer in the Northwoods League.
That looked like it went pretty darn well.
Yeah, no, that was a sweet experience, too. I remember when I was a junior, senior in high school, I would go to some Northwoods games because Mankato and Rochester had teams. So I'd go to about one game a summer. I knew I was familiar with the league, and I was like, wow, these are some really high-end players that are fun to watch. And then 3-4 years later, I was able to do that. So it was an awesome summer. Meet dudes from all over the U.S., playing from UCLA to Columbia in the Ivy League, and play against some really good competitions in front of huge crowds at Austin Field. So that was a great experience.
the summer ahead, Alec, what is your what's your game plan? Is there some pitching in it for you?
Yeah, right now I'm taking the time just to kind of rest my arm, get my body in the best shape as possible, and I really want to focus this summer on just training, so I'll probably take until throwing live, I'll probably take until July off, and then if I do end up getting back into it, I'll probably get back into it and just throw a couple innings of amateur ball in the summer for Dundas, most likely. Just setting up for a fall season wherever I end up next fall.
Because there's so there's a fall season in college baseball then, you're saying?
Yeah, so it's, I mean, it depends on where you're at. Here in North Dakota, it was only about a month because it got cold. But down south, teams will play. You're only allowed two games against other teams, but you're allowed unlimited, I guess, inter-squad hours in game. So when you have full rosters at the beginning of the year, we'll just inter-squad, like, play live games, like, three games a week against each other. So it usually goes about a month to two of fall season, just so the coaches can kind of get a grasp of the new guys and see who improved over the summer and sort of that sort of stuff.
And what are you doing in the way of workouts right now with things being limited, and you certainly can't get together as a team and do things at all? Talking to Alec Holcomb, OHS grad and a senior right now at North Dakota State University, what are you doing to stay in shape and get in good shape at this point?
Yeah, like I said earlier, I ended up going home back to Owatonna for about a week once we found out that school was going online and our season was canceled. And I was kind of just getting really, I was freaking out a little bit because all the gyms were closed. It was still freezing cold outside. I remember I went to the track one day to do a sprint workout and it started sweeting out there. So I was really limited. And then I talked to a friend who lived up in Fargo, and he said he had all this gym equipment, so he brought over a squat rack and bench press and some dumbbells. So usually me and, like, three other teammates will get a workout in, and then we'll either go to the turf, practice football field, or track and get some sprints and some jumps in just to stay in shape for when we do hopefully eventually get back after things.
All right. Well, I really appreciate your time, Alec, and, you know, good to hear you're doing well, all things considered, and nice to know that there is that additional year of eligibility for spring athletes, so that chance that you could pitch again. So that's so good to hear. Anything else you want to say?
I think I'm good right now. I just know for me, I thought I was in a tough situation. But looking around, a lot of people have a lot more tough for me. So like I said, just keep it day by day and stay strong and support your friends and loved ones.
Yep, that's real good. Real good point, and certainly so. We all have a lot to be very thankful for, knowing that there's some people out there in some real tough conditions. So, Alec, I wish you and your family good health, of course, and I really appreciate the time, and hope to see you on a baseball diamond at some point here.
Sounds good. Thanks for talking, Roy.